Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hubble turns 25 today. The 44-foot telescope has made more than a million observations of celestial bodies far into the reaches of the universe. Kenneth Sembach is the deputy director at the Space Telescope Science Institute, which runs operations for the Hubble telescope. And Kenneth Sembach, how significant has the Hubble telescope been, not just for your field, but for humankind?
Well, I think Hubble's made the universe a lot more accessible to people. It certainly has given astronomers new views of everything from stars to distant galaxies, and certainly in the case of the public, it's brought the universe into their living room, onto their television screens, onto their computer screens, onto the posters in their kids' classrooms. It's kind of amazing. After 25 years, it seems like Hubble is everywhere and ingrained in our culture.
Well, we should remember, this is 1970s technology that we're talking about here. Is it still as important today, do you think, as it once was?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's even more important. And while it's true that some of the observatory's technology is still 1970s vintage, remember that it has been serviced several times. And actually, the detectors and instruments that we're using now on Hubble are some of the most sophisticated instruments ever used in space.
But it hasn't been serviced since 2009, and that is because of the retirement of the space shuttle. What's going to happen now? What is the future of Hubble now that we can't service it with our own shuttle?
Well, yeah, clearly we can't go up at the moment and service it, at least not with humans. But at the moment, it's really not necessary. Hubble is operating better than it's ever operated before, in the sense that the instrumentation is all in good shape, the observatory is in very good condition, and the science that it's producing is better than ever.
Well, tell us a little bit about the science that it has produced. What is Hubble responsible for discovering out there in the universe?
Yeah, that's a long list. You know, some of the original things that it was designed for, finding black holes and characterizing them, it's done that. Looking at galaxies at different stages of their evolution, when we first had Hubble launched, it was unknown how far back in time we'd be able to see galaxies. We thought maybe we'd be able to see back 5 billion years or so. We now know we can see back 13 billion years. Hmm. And we now know that those galaxies that are in the much younger universe, those that are the farthest back in time, look very different than galaxies today. Hubble certainly has also changed our perception of how many galaxies there are in the universe. We now know that the universe is just loaded with galaxies, the deep fields that we've looked at. And so the universe has become a much bigger place since Hubble was launched. It's certainly a much more colorful and dynamic place. It's not as static as we once thought it might be. Closer to home, we've certainly been able to monitor the planets in our own solar system, the weather patterns on Jupiter and Uranus, Neptune, Saturn. We've found new moons around Pluto. We've discovered possibility of water on Europa. Yeah, Hubble's given us a lot of new information, and that doesn't even scratch the surface. The confirmation of dark energy, for which the 2011 Nobel Prize was awarded. Hmm. So lots of things happening in Hubble land.
Well, and through all these years, we've gotten so used to these glorious images that Hubble has taken of these galaxies far, far away. Is there one image that sticks out to you, your favorite from Hubble?
My favorite today is the one that we just released.
This is Westerlund 2, right? This is about 3,000 stars in a giant cluster.
Yeah. You see this cluster of stars sitting inside this shroud of gas, and the stars have cleared away enough of the gas that we can actually peer into that star-forming region with Hubble. And when you think about it, you wonder a little bit about where your place is in the universe.
You know, we mentioned that this is at its core 1970s technology. As you said, it's obviously been updated over the years. But when I think about how quickly even our phones, the cameras on our phones, have changed and gotten better over the last few years, I wonder if we were to launch a new Hubble today, how much farther it would be able to see than even what we've got.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. The The technology today is improving very rapidly. Hubble, for example, on board has an old 486 computer, but that's what it needed at the time. Clearly today, we would design things differently. With the James Webb Space Telescope, which will launch in 2018, is making use of all kinds of new technologies. And actually, that was one of the reasons that we wanted to have a year or two of overlap with Hubble, because having the two observatories working in tandem will really provide complementary views of the universe.
Well, Kenneth Sembach, Deputy Director at the Space Telescope Science Institute, which runs operations for Hubble, thank you so much. Congratulations on reaching this milestone.
Thanks. And from the whole Hubble team here at Space Telescope Science Institute, happy anniversary, Hubble.